This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
We got 17 minutes after 4 o'clock in Central Virginia, 4:17 on the clock on the wall. It's 93 degrees, mighty hot. My name is Coy Barefoot, and this is Charlottesville Right Now. It's News Radio 1070 WINA. Coming up at 4:36, we'll talk live in studio with Brian Wheeler of Charlottesville Tomorrow. Bob Holsworth is the founder and president at VirginiaTomorrow.com. He joins us on Monday afternoons to talk a little Virginia politics. Bob, your read on the primary results, the Republican primary results from last Tuesday?
Well, Coy, they were, you know, very interesting primaries because around the nation we've seen some of these high-profile Tea Party candidates win, but that really didn't happen in Virginia. In the second district, we saw Scott Riggle fend off candidates supported by the Tea Party. In the fifth district, Robert Hurt won. And this led to a lot of back and forth about what's happening with the Tea Party, that in some ways they got a real dose of political reality because, let's say, in the fifth district, they could never come up with a single candidate who represented the movement. And the result was that Robert Hurt got about half the votes, and the rest of the folks, including most of those associated with the Tea Party, split the other half. So what you saw, at least in Virginia, was the Republican establishment doing very well and better than it had in a number of places across the country. And probably the big winner out of that was Eric Cantor, who got behind four of the winning candidates who were in the contested races.
We're talking with Bob Holsworth. The phone lines are open, 977-1070. And I guess the big question now is going to be, will all of those folks who didn't vote for Robert Hurt, for example, in the 5th District, will they get behind his candidacy, or will they get behind somebody they feel is more one of them, and more whether it's Tea Party or because Robert Hurt is the avowed moderate in this race, Republican moderate. And, you know, it's much the same thing in the 2nd District. Will folks get behind Kenny Golden's independent bid and split the conservative vote?
Yeah, this is exactly the issue that, you know, the GOP now faces here in Virginia and a couple of other places around the country, Coy. That clearly the mood right now is not very positive toward Washington and the country. The Democrats control Washington, so that should be very, very good for the Republicans in these congressional elections. The question, however, is will divisions within, you might say, the conservative camp or the GOP-leaning camp manifest themselves in such a way that the Democrats are able to exploit these divisions and maintain some seats that they otherwise might not keep?
So if you had to, well, handicap these races for us. I know it's really early and we just got our Republican candidates, but, you know.
It's very, very early. So let's just go through them. There are two races in Virginia where you have first-term Democratic incumbents who won in districts that are usually seen as moderate to conservative districts. There are Tom Perriello in the 5th, Glenn Nye in the 2nd. And at least at the moment, they have to be considered the two most vulnerable Democrats in Virginia, largely because of the combination of being first-term congressperson and winning in a district that they won in part because of an Obama surge that is unlikely to manifest itself in 2010. So both of these candidates have really tough races in defending their seats, and I think those would be the first two that the Republicans would look at. Thirdly, the Republicans hope that out in Appalachia, but particularly the 9th Congressional District in Virginia, that Rick Boucher might be vulnerable simply because Obama is so unpopular and because Boucher decided to become involved in writing the cap-and-trade legislation rather than standing on the sidelines and simply criticizing it. So the Republicans are hoping that maybe Morgan Griffith, a very formidable candidate, the House Majority Leader here in Virginia, could capitalize on this anti-Obama sentiment in the 9th and win. And so, but there's a big question about whether the sentiment attached to the president is really going to be easily translated to be negative toward Boucher, who's represented that district for more than two decades. And up in the 11th, in Northern Virginia, you have Jerry Connolly up against a conservative candidate, Keith Pimian, candidate supported not only by Eric Cantor, but Ken Cuccinelli. Not an easy race to win. That while Bob McDonald won Fairfax County, Jerry Connolly is a long-term chair of the Board of Supervisors there, and that might be, of the four, the most uphill climb that the Republicans have this year in Virginia.
We're talking with Bob Holsworth. The website is virginiatomorrow.com. Now, Bob, from your catbird seat there, are the Republicans around Virginia pretty much all on the same message? Are they all on the same page? Are they all doing this, anti-Obama, anti-Pelosi kind of message at this point?
Yeah, it's the best message that they can have right now because, let's take a guy like Tom Perriello up in the 5th District. He's one of the hardest, he's a young guy, he's only in his first term, but he works very, very hard. He's back home, he does a lot of constituent service. He's brought some stimulus money to some of the more economically distressed and depressed areas in the district. So there's not much that he hasn't done, you might say, in terms of working for the district that a first-term congressperson should do. His vulnerability is that he voted with the Democrats' leadership in Congress and with President Obama on some high-profile controversial bills. So obviously this is going to be an election about Perriello's ideological stance rather than about the kind of work effort and work ethic he has and the engagement he has with his constituents. So that's my sense, Coy, that Republicans are really going to be playing this national card. They're going to try to nationalize all these congressional elections. It's going to work to some degree. The Republicans are going to pick up a substantial number of seats, I think, in the House. It's only a question of how many. And Virginia, in some ways, is ground zero here because the Republicans don't win at least two seats in Virginia. They don't have a prayer in the world, I think, of taking 40 or the little more than 40 they need to gain the majority. So in many ways, Virginia, once again, is going to be a bellwether of what's happening nationally.
My guest is Bob Holsworth. The website is virginiatomorrow.com. Bob, you wrote recently about the lack of women in Virginia politics at the state level, and I hadn't really thought about it. You're right. It's been 20 years since a woman was elected to statewide office in the Commonwealth, and yet we're seeing women all across America winning big office, but Virginia still lags behind in that.
Yeah, it sure does. And what was fascinating, what punctuated that point was the results again last Tuesday night around the nation. You go to California and you see that Carly Fiorina, former Hewlett-Packard chief executive, gets the nomination to go against Barbara Boxer. Meg Whitman gets the nomination, former eBay CEO, to go against Jerry Brown for the governorship. And so what we saw were these high-profile Republican women doing very well in these primaries. And there are a lot of people who think that women probably run better in an era where, you don't want politics as usual. Perhaps they have a slight advantage, perhaps, on that front. But what was interesting is that when I was considering Virginia, the last time we've elected a woman to statewide office was Mary C. Terry in 1989. So if I was a political party right now, I think I'd be looking to cultivate a little more gender equity, you might say, in the candidate base.
So what do you think is the big hot news this summer? What should we be watching before we let you go? Is it these races here in Virginia?
Yeah, these are going to be races that people are going to really be watching nationally. People are going to be looking to see to what extent these elections are going to be a referendum on Obama. And more than that, we're going to be looking to see whether or not these congressional elections are going to be what people call a wave election. Is it going to look like 1994, where all of a sudden you had 52 Democrats swept out of office? Or is it going to be something quite different? Is it going to be a midterm election where a president who came in on a surge is going to lose some seats, but is not going to lose enough to really threaten his governing majority? Right now, my sense is that the Democrats are likely to hold on, but they're likely to lose a whole bunch of seats.
Bob Holsworth. The website is virginiatomorrow.com. It's must reading if you want to stay in touch with what is going on in Virginia politics. Bob, Have a good trip. I know you're on the road today, and thank you so much for your time.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.